From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season has begun and runs through November. Forecasters at the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center are predicting near-normal hurricane activity in the Atlantic this season. They're predicting a 40% chance of near-normal season, a 30% chance of an above-normal season, and a 30% chance of a below-normal season. Additionally, NOAA is predicting 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 becoming hurricanes and up to 4 major hurricanes. The National Milk Producers Federation strongly opposes legislation introduced in Congress that would increase U.S. vulnerability to infant formula supply disruptions. The bill would increase U.S. reliance on imported formula and formula inputs. It would also unilaterally and permanently remove tariffs and tariff rate quotas on infant formula, resulting in lost jobs and foreign dependence. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow is pleased the Senate passed the bipartisan bill to avoid a debt default, calling it critical for our economy and families. She says she's pleased the agreement protects the important steps taken over the last 2 years to rebuild America, bring jobs home, lower health care costs, and tackle the climate crisis. Stabenow says she intends to produce a bipartisan farm bill that protects critical nutrition and food assistance programs for all Americans.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.